This is a death resurrection story that happened about a year ago, and it concerns a young woman, an American woman from California named Marla Rozica. She was in Iraq helping victims of the war, especially Iraqi widows and orphans, and she founded a group called CIVIC, Campaign for Innocent Victims in Conflict. And one day, about a year ago, she was on her way to the airport to help some families, Iraqi families, and the minibus she was involved in got caught between a suicide bomber and a military convoy. And there was a huge explosion, and her car was, a minivan was badly damaged. An American who was nearby, who was not hurt, came over to the minivan and looked inside, and she looked up and said, "I'm alive." And in fact, though, a couple of moments later, she was dead. So when I read about that in the paper a year ago, it struck me that there was a double meaning here. Because on the one hand, she was alive and then she was suddenly dead. But if we're thinking about resurrection, you could also say that when she said, "I'm alive," she's still alive, except that she's alive now with God. And I like to think of that as a concrete example, a concrete reminder, we might say, of the way in which the resurrection experience is not just a theological concept. It's something that concerns us in a day-by-day way.